Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Loki. Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is...
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney+.
You are listening to Habs & Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com. Hello and welcome to Habs & Minded. My name is Jared Book. As we continue Habs Eyes on the Prize's look at the top 25 under 25. And we finally reached the top 5. And it's been a long process. Once again, giving Patrick Bexell, Anton Rosgaard a little bit of a break. They've done a lot of the heavy lifting in this podcast series that we like to use to complement the website. And if you only listen to the podcast, definitely go look at the website as well. And if you're, you know, reading the website while listening to these, make sure you go back and listen to any that you might have missed in your favorite podcast provider: Spotify, Apple, Google. It's all there. And in the fifth spot for our countdown, and really, I suppose it's really the sixth spot if you count Jesperi Kotkaniemi, who's obviously no longer in the rankings, so everyone moves up a spot. But Caden Gooley is a guy who is moving up in these rankings. He was eighth a year ago after being the Canadiens' first round pick in 2020, 16th overall. And I really like Caden Gooley. And I think that he's somebody... And I talk about this in the article. Somebody who was judged at the draft for being somebody that he wasn't. And I'm not even talking about the style of player he was. I just mean people were looking at who was available, and you have forwards like Dawson Mercer and Hendrix Lapierre, Maverick Bourque, Connor Zeri. A bunch of different forwards who would have been available at the time. And it kind of seemed like they were looking, maybe stretching a bit for defense. And you have obviously Gooley and you know, Braden Schneider is another guy who is in that range and available at the time. But once you watch Caden Gooley play, and whether it was in his brief stint with the Laval Rocket in the AHL, whether it was at the World Juniors, which is where most people would have watched him, or if you're really lucky, his two games that he played in the WHL bubble before suffering a hand injury, what you see is that he is a very good skater. And I think that's it's a little bit of a fallacy, or maybe a trick that our minds play on us, that, you know, if you're big and you don't put up a lot of points, you're a stay-at-home defenseman. And if you're small and you put up points, then you can't really play defense. And you know, it's kind of the truth is usually in the middle. And Gouley is not somebody who's going to score a lot of points. And at his size, which is, you know, 6'3", you know, around 200 pounds, maybe a little bit over 200 pounds, is that he's a great skater. And not a great skater for his size, just a great skater. And that is something that is obviously important in today's NHL, but it's especially important when you look at a guy his size. And really, that was the first thing that stuck out to me when looking at him after he was drafted, is that, oh, he's not just a big body who hits people and stays where he is. There's a lot to like about his game, whether it's, you know, skating with the rush or shutting down the rush when opponents come at him. And, you know, Mitch Brown, who used to write for Eyes on the Prize and now is with Elite Prospects, does tracking. And Caden Gouley has very high marks in terms of his rush defense and preventing controlled zone entries from the opponent. And that is something that he did at the World Juniors very well. That's something that he has done, he did in his draft year, and you know, really what his calling card is. And once you see him play, you see the other things about his game. He has a big shot, very big shot. He had 2 goals at the World Juniors, one of which was a booming slap shot from the point, and then another one was him, you know, joining the rush, jumping up into play. And really, in his first shift at the World Juniors, he ended up scoring a goal. He also added an assist. We have 3 points at the tournament. As an underage player, he's still eligible for this year's tournament. He and Jamie Drysdale are the only players from Team Canada a year ago who are eligible for a roster this year. Jamie Drysdale is probably not going to be available for that. He might be in the NHL. But I think you have to look, you know, I think there's a better chance that Caden Gouley is not only on the team and playing a big role, but just, yeah, I think he might be the captain of that team. And, you know, he was the only defenseman at the summer showcase who was a returning player. Drysdale was invited but did not attend that tournament. So, or that training camp. So it will be interesting to see what happens. And this is his first real NHL look. He had time with the Rocket last year, which he wouldn't have normally. As a player who is under 20, he only turns 20 next January. And in his time with the AHL, he didn't look out of place either. And this is his first NHL look. He'll be able to play some preseason games. He is right now in rookie camp. He's skating on a pairing with Matthias Norlander, where Gouley is on the left-hand side, Norlander is on the right side. And that's obviously going to be the top pairing for this Canadiens team in their 3 scrimmages. But when it comes to the NHL camp, he should get preseason action. And I don't think it's necessarily likely that he stays in the NHL this year, or even that he gets you know, a few games in his 9-game trial before he can be sent back down to junior. But what I would not be surprised with is him going back to Prince Albert, where he was captain a year ago as an 18-year-old, and then this year going back for his final year of junior, and he should be a dominant force in the WHL if that's where he ends up. And I, you know, I had him in the top 5. I had him ahead of one of the players who is still to come in this ranking. And it, for me, I just think there's a ton of upside here. I just think he's, you know, you can pencil him in the top pairing or the second pairing, 20 to 25 minutes a night, penalty kill. He can play on your power play, maybe not quarterback it, but he can definitely shoot from there on your power play. And he's still not even 20 years old. And I think that there's a very good chance, if not, you know, a really good chance that, you know, a year from now, we're talking about Caden Gouley making this NHL team, even though he'd be eligible to go to the AHL next year I think that, you know, there's a real possibility that he can make the jump to the NHL as soon as next season. And like I said, maybe even play games this year. You know, he'll have a chance to show his stuff in training camp. And, you know, he's coming off of a hand injury that kept him off the ice until June of this year. So he's still working back and playing a little catch-up of getting on the ice and training. So it will be very interesting to see what happens. And when you look at the... Gooley for me is really where the future meets the present in this ranking. You look at the previous, you know, players in this ranking. Ryan Poehling was number 6. Caden Primo, number 7. Jesse Ullinen, number 8. Jordan Harris, number 9. And Sean Farrell, number 10. Those are guys, you know, other than you know, Poehling and Primo and Ullinen, I guess, are a few years away. And Gooley is really the last one where he's a few years out and, you know, might not play in the NHL for a year or two. But I think that there's definite upside there. I don't necessarily think that he will be a Norris Trophy winner or anything like that. But I think there's a real possibility of him. You know, you look at the Montreal Canadiens the last 2 years in the playoffs, that big four, whether it's, you know, Ben Chiarot and Jeff Petrie and Shea Weber and Joel Edmondson or Brett Kulak the year before. And what I see there is in Keegan Gooley is a guy who can just step right into that, you know, when he's at his peak. And I think that he's going to be, you know, a lot of people are looking at him as a potential partner for Shea Weber on the left side. Obviously, I don't think that that's very likely due to Weber's injury concerns. But for me, I definitely like him as a prospect. I think he's without a doubt an NHLer in the future. I even think without a doubt a top 4 defenseman on a team. And I'm excited to see what he can do. Obviously, on Saturday there's going to be a first rookie camp game. His first, you know, he played some scrimmages with Team Canada over the summer in the summer showcase in Calgary. So it's not like he hasn't played any games recently. But I'm very excited to see what he's brought to his game, what he's been able to develop. You know, he mentioned in his media availability on Friday about how he's, you know, he worked on every practice. He works on making decisions with the puck, making quick decisions on passing, not stick handling too much, because, you know, when you get to the AHL and even the NHL, there's not much time to do that. And if you make a mistake there, you know, he said that the puck usually ends up in your net. So there's still development to do. He's not a perfect player. There are his decision making, his awareness, you know, getting used to the pace and being a move ahead and knowing what he's going to do with the puck before he gets it, knowing what he's going to do defensively before he has to make a decision. Stuff like that is stuff that's going to develop, like with any young player. But you talk about a defenseman who fits right into the Montreal Canadiens style of play, and I think Keegan Gooley does that. So a little quick look at Gooley from me to wrap up this week at Eyes on the Prize, and we're getting into the nitty gritty now. Training camp is less, you know, the first preseason game is less than 10 days away. The opening of training camp is less than a week away, and It's an exciting time at Eyes on a Prize, at Absent Minded. We have Patrick is the reason why Patrick's off the last 2 days is because he has some fun stuff planned for you guys, and I'm excited to see it and to listen to it as well as we get into the top 4 of this ranking. You know who the players are, right? There's no surprise if you've been paying attention to the list. There's 4 guys left: Matthias Norlander, Alexander Romanov, Nick Suzuki, and Cole Caulfield. And really, in any order, you can't really go wrong there. But it'll be a lot of fun to see as we go. Obviously, Patrick is somebody who has watched Romanov and Norlander a lot. Suzuki and Caulfield are two players who are expected to play huge roles for the Canadiens this year. And it will be a lot of fun to keep tabs on them as the years go on, because like we mentioned in the introduction a long time ago, if you go back to the podcast, me and Anton were talking about it, not a lot of graduates on this list. So a lot of almost all of these guys, except for two, will be there next year, pending, of course, any players who leave the organization. And then we have the draft in Montreal, a lot of players to be added as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun going forward. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Absent Minded.